When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Y'all better not come to my studio with that fake shit. Y'all better not come to my funeral with that fake shit. Y'all better off realizing there's nothing that y'all could do with me. All I ever ask is keep it 8 more than 92 with me. 100.
What up, though? It's Wednesday, so this is a Women on Wednesday episode for my ladies. But this week, I might have a lot of fellas wanting to listen to this because I am having ex-porn star Maya G on today. Yes, a fucking porn star. Why? Because porn stars need love too. You know, why not? Maya is very smart. She's educated. She's articulate. She's hilarious. She's beautiful. Her ass is incredible. And I just feel like since I don't watch porn and some of my listeners might not watch porn, maybe she can help us watch it or not watch it or whatever. Like, I just want to pick her brain about the industry, you know, about her life in general, you know, before being a porn star, after the differences, and just have a real bitch conversation with a real bitch. Let me get her on the phone. Maya, how are you? Thanks for joining me. I can't believe
this will be interesting.
I can't believe that we're doing this. I appreciate you. I appreciate you so much. I just found out that this is your first interview.
First interview, first podcast, first everything.
I'm popping a cherry.
Imagine that you're popping a cherry. I didn't think I had any left.
Right. I'm popping your interview cherry. I feel blessed and honored and also bad because, I mean, I told you this a little bit, but what my listeners won't know is that I don't watch porn. As wild and as freaky as I am, I just don't watch porn. And so I've tried, like I could say I may have watched porn 10 times in my life. Like, I'm not talking about like 10, I mean like 10 different scenes total.
Right.
In my
life. So you just got your freakiness natural.
Yeah.
Like the rest of us watched porn growing up, and so we got ideas. Yours just came naturally.
Yeah, but you know, I was a late bloomer too. Like, I wasn't having sex in high school like everybody else. You know, so
maybe because we were watching porn. I know. Playboy magazine.
I know. I was such a little dirty little tomboy. Oh my God, I missed out on so much. But that might have something to do with it. All I was doing was bouncing and kicking and throwing and shooting basketballs in high school.
Oh my goodness.
Dang. I had a boyfriend, but I wasn't giving him none. So, Maya, this isn't your real name, right?
Absolutely.
It is. This is your real name.
I pay taxes on it.
You pay taxes on this name.
It's mine.
How did, like, what about that name? Like, what does the G stand for?
Because I was a little older when I got into it, and I just felt like I was more mature. And
oh, you was a G.
You know, I'm kind of rough around the edges. I was a G, exactly.
Okay. So how old were you then? Like, how old were you, and how did you get in, like, even just start, get into the business? Like, how does it happen?
I was dealing with this guy who was already in the business. Like, I didn't know. I was just fucking him on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good. And then, yeah. And I had thought about stripping or whatever, and I was like, you gotta give money to like the bartender, the lady in the bathroom. You gotta like damn near beg niggas for a dance. can I cuss? Yeah.
Yes.
You gotta damn near beg niggas for a dance and all that stuff. And I was like, that's just too much work. Like, I'd just rather have sex.
Because you know what?
I know that sounds crazy.
No, but you was just keeping it real, because what I do know about the stripping industry is that a lot of the girls do sell pussy on the side. So it's kind of like almost like maybe the stripping isn't enough, or maybe, you know, that's how they get the money is the fucking on the side. Like, that's how they get the money thrown in the club.
Yeah, it's actually a lot of work. You know, like, I just don't have the fake personality that it takes to be a stripper. Like, I'm not going to pretend to, like, you know, listen to your problems and your hard day at work and all that stuff. So it's just like, I just skipped the middleman and went straight to porn. Like,
You know what? Strippers do have to hear that shit. They do have to sit there sometimes and listen and care to get him to
put
the money.
Yeah, it's all about the finesse. Exactly. Yeah. Just to get some money. And it's like, let's just skip that part and go straight to the sex, the money.
So how old were you then?
I was older.
Oh, shit. Okay. No age. Okay. See, that's one of the, I don't know those things. Don't ask the age. Okay, you were over 18. Boom.
Absolutely.
Got it.
And understand.
And so what did he say to you? Did he tell you, like, this is better than being a stripper? Or did you get to go watch? Or, like, how did you
No, we were just talking. And honestly, I don't even remember. Girl, it was so long ago.
It wasn't. You ain't that old, remember?
No, I haven't done porn in 7 years.
Well, yeah,
and
I know.
So that was like three. So it was like 10 years ago this conversation happened.
So you did it for 3 years.
There probably was a lot of alcohol involved.
Okay.
3 or 4. I did it in 2006.
Okay. Yeah, about.
Because I remember I was in school. Yeah. So we were just talking, and it was just about money, I think, more than anything. You know, I was just looking for another hustle. I was going to school. I'm just like, this isn't for me. Like, it was for me, but it just wasn't going fast enough, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, I needed some money. And I really, honestly, when I did it, I didn't think, it was like right, I'm not sure the year the internet really started popping or whatever, but I didn't think I would be noticed and it would be this big of a deal. Like, I watched porn growing up. It wasn't to where I would know somebody's name if I walked into a grocery store and saw them or anything like that. Like, the porn stars I watched growing up, like, I wouldn't recognize them. I didn't watch it that much. So I'm like, okay, I could do this real quick, get some money, and then, you know, just fall back, and, like, everybody wouldn't know.
Right.
And now the internet
is popping. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, so I did it solely for the money. Like, we had a conversation. It was just a hustle. I'm just like, okay, let me get some money. Like, it wasn't a big deal. I'm just like, it's sex. Like, who doesn't have sex? Like, I didn't grow up in a household where sex was shamed, or, you know, I can have open conversations about sex. So it wasn't really just, it wasn't something that I thought I should be ashamed of. And to this day, I'm not ashamed of it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just sex. Like, everybody does it. I didn't do anything freaky, crazy. Like, I wasn't fucking baseball bats and shit bitches is doing. I wasn't getting fisted.
You was just having sex,
like,
on
I had
camera.
Basic sex, yeah. Basic sex with a camera crew involved. So
what do you feel about people that do say stuff like, well, it's sex, but nobody lets other people watch them. It's like an intimate thing, or people say it's supposed to be, you know, between somebody with someone you love, or you love fucking, but, you know, like, what do you think of that?
I mean, they're entitled to their opinion. I just live by the philosophy that everybody grown up in a different way, you know what I'm saying? Like, they probably had parents who, you know, threw religion at them or whatever it is that they get their moral compass from. So that they're entitled to that, just like I'm entitled to think it's not a big deal. Like, I don't think you should go out and just be a full-blown, like, hey, I'm a whore, everybody look at me. But I just think sex isn't that big of a deal. And the fact that the porn is a billion-dollar industry, a lot of people agree with me.
Yeah, people watch.
It's the need is there. Like, the supply and demand, that's what I was trying to say, supply and demand. So it's there. Like, it's not going anywhere. Sex is been around forever. The sex industry, prostitution, you know, has been around forever. So it's like the supply and demand is there. Somebody's doing it. I'm not the only one who, you know, isn't ashamed of being a sexual person. And it's actually, if you look around now, you know, it's more and more people, all these girls on Instagram and everything, like,
yeah,
a lot of women are less modest nowadays.
Yeah, because they've realized that you're going to be judged regardless, so you might as well
exactly
get paid and do whatever it is you really want to do.
Yeah, it's an empowerment to, like, own your own sexuality. Like, I wouldn't call myself a feminist, but it's just empowering. It's like, it's my body. Like, who are you to tell me what to do with my body? Like, I wouldn't go into the whole feminist, I'm not going to shave my armpits type situation, but as far as the double standards, like, they never applied in my house. Like, they're not going to apply. Like, me and my brother were treated the same way. Like, you know, my mom was, like, she was more of a tomboy type or whatever, too. So, like, it wasn't really, like, standards of femininity in my house. It was just, like, do what you want to do, you know?
How do you feel?
It wasn't like,
go ahead.
It wasn't like women are supposed to act this way and men are supposed to act this way. Like, that just wasn't going on in my house.
I feel you. That's good. You're lucky. I ain't even going to get into my problems. But how do you feel knowing, like no matter what you do, like, you could have been, like, anything in the world, but the fact that you did porn, like, people are just going to judge you based on that, like, no matter what now because of the internet.
Right. I say that all the time. Honestly, I don't feel any type of way. I don't give strangers that much power over me, but I say that to my friends and different people. I'm like, I could go save a baby from a burning building and the headline is going to read X porn star
yes.
or hoe or something. Save, you know, 7 children from a burning building. Like, that's just who I am. Like, I have tough skin. I've always had tough skin. It's just like, I don't let a lot get to me. So it's just like, okay. Like, that's not an insult. Like, I made money. And there's so much more that I've done. And I won't even allow people to know those type of things because I know that that's all they're going to judge me on. So I just let them. I play into the facade. Like, when I'm on Twitter and stuff, like, I play into the facade of being a gold-digging porn star.
Yes, host. You do.
But my real friends, like you and other people, know so many other layers of me.
I have to tell you something. So I started following you on Twitter just because you kept coming up on my timeline, right? And so I'm just like, this girl is so funny. Like, I love her. She's hilarious. So I started following you and I'm thinking, like, I'm just following a girl that really just fakes
a,
like,
regular person.
Yeah, that just is crazy, that just says some of the most craziest shit that bitches that sell pussy and ex porn stars would say. And so it was a little over a year ago. I was in LA. I was home with my husband and my son, and I got up the nerve to DM you, and I was like, yo, I'm in LA. We got to kick it. We got to hang out. Like, I just love you or whatever. You was like, all right, well, you know, hit me up whenever you want to hang out. And so I told my husband, I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to hang out with this girl that I met on Twitter. Her name is Maya G. And he was like, who? And I was like, you know her? And he was like, yeah, I know her. And I was like, oh, how do you know her? You used to follow her because Brent had a little, like, a 8-month stint on Twitter. So I thought he probably followed you on Twitter or whatever. And he was like, you don't know who she is? Like, I was like, yeah, she's this girl on Twitter. And he was like, she's a porn star. And she used to be a porn star. And I was like, no, she didn't. That's just how she tweets. She just says crazy stuff. She didn't actually do porn. And he's like, go get your laptop. I was like, oh, my God.
Did he pull it up?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, bitch. I had no fucking clue. I felt like such an idiot. Like, the biggest fucking loser ever. I did not know you were a porn star. I don't watch. I really don't watch.
So can you name any porn star? Like, you've
yes.
probably seen a few things. Besides Mr. Marcus or, like, The Given?
I know a guy named Brian Pumper.
Oh, God, girl.
That's a name I know. Is that old?
That's like the worst.
What is
do you
he
know him by?
No, that's just a name that I always see people talking about on, you know, as far as porn.
No.
I
don't, so you've never seen some of the stuff that he does?
No, I heard something about an egg or something. I don't really know what it's
cracking
like.
An egg. Yes.
Yeah, that's what one of my friends told me to ask you, if you would let him crack an egg on you if you were still doing porn right now or
no,
something like that.
Absolutely
what is the cracking the egg thing? What is that about?
I have no idea. I don't even think he did that in a porn. Like, he just did that on, like, his Instagram or some, I don't know, video. Like, he cracked the egg on some chick and, like, was fucking her in the car, cracking an egg on her. He's
oh
a very
God.
Different individual.
That is so disrespectful.
That. He's a, but that's the thing, like, I feel sorry for those girls. Like, I don't feel sorry for me. Like, there's nothing that I did that's abnormal. Like, stuff like, that you can't get rid of. Like, what I did, I had sex. Like, and that was the thing I did. Like, some people call me boring. Some people are like, whatever. But I did exactly what I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? I did everything calculated. And I didn't do too much. Like, and I always thought, like, okay, it was nothing that I would be embarrassed of. It was nothing abnormal. I've done worse in my personal life than I probably would.
Right.
We're
going to get into that, bitch. Don't you trip. We're going to get into that.
I might not tell you that.
No. Fuck that. I got questions, bitch. Oh, I know about one other person that I've heard about, and you tell me if you know who she is. Asia Akira.
No, I don't think she's a Filipino, maybe.
She's an Asian girl, and they said she's like, I don't know, she's like a booty hole girl, like, she's like a anal queen or something like that.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't get into that too much. So you watch the anal porn?
No, I don't even do anal. I don't watch it. My friends tell me these things, like in my group chats and stuff, so I hear names, but I don't. Girl, I'm so embarrassed. I just found out what scissoring was. I just feel like a loser. Like, I like girl on girl. Like, let me clear that up.
Right.
I just don't watch it. I don't watch porn, and I don't think it's. I just don't think it's that entertaining. Like, I like to watch live porn, like my friends have sex or stuff like that. Like, I enjoy that.
So when
that.
You masturbate when Brent's not around, you do masturbate, right?
Yes, I do.
What do you just visually think of you guys or something else? Like, what gets you off?
So
that's why people watch porn. Like, what gets you off?
I have, like, memories. I have, like, sometimes, like, when I listen to music, like, certain songs, like there's this song that Brent and I had sex to in Buffalo, New York in 2015. I'm not going to say the song because I don't want people in my business. But if I play that song, sometimes I can go back to that day, and like it was like some of the most incredible sex he and I have ever had. Like some road trip dick be so incredible, girl. But like
that's a skill though.
So many great memories of stuff and like just certain moments, and I just go back to them. Like sometimes, like if I miss my husband or something, like. I'll FaceTime him and just masturbate to FaceTime. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, there's just other ways that you can do it, but it's like, I don't really.
Then to watch strangers, right?
the thing, it's not even like, even if I were to watch strangers, it would need to not be like scripted. Like it's too scripted. Like,
exactly.
Like when
no,
they have,
I understand.
You know what I mean? Like they don't, there's no foreplay. And then it's like,
I can't even watch it. Yeah, I don't even watch it to masturbate. Like, I watch amateur, like, probably really bad-looking people sometimes, too. Like, the amateur content.
But it's better because
type,
it's
like,
if it's, like, real. Like,
yeah,
like
I know, yeah.
This is what I want to know. Like, honestly, like, I have records. And when I say records, I mean, like, there's been sexual encounters where I feel like that's got to be a record for how fast I made this nigga come. Shit like that. How come there's no porn like that? Like, is that just because people don't want to watch it? Like, why isn't there any, like, quickie porn? Like,
I think it takes a while for people to, like, build up to. Cause you don't masturbate that quick. I do, actually.
Yes, I do.
Once I find the right, but it takes a while to find the right porn and the right, like, you got to fast forward a little
bit.
Yeah,
that's
like,
why I'm
takes
like,
a while. So,
that's
but you
too
can't
much.
Do quickie because you won't get off in time.
Oh, okay. See, I don't watch it, so I didn't even like transfer that to like you getting off in time of it getting off. I didn't even
you
put that
think
together.
About the person, yeah, they're doing it like we're not doing it to get off on each other. We're doing it for the people who are watching to get off on us. So it's like we know it's going to take them a minute to, you know, get the right whatever. So so the right strokes, the hand strokes, whatever they're doing.
Have you ever been having sex with somebody and you just really thought like they were ugly, or like you just wasn't, you weren't enjoying it?
In
like,
porn? Absolutely.
Yeah, in porn. How do you deal
Absolutely.
With that? Like I'm a
liquor and weed. Liquor and weed. There was one set where I cried so I could go home. They would send me home because the guy was so ugly.
Oh my God.
I was like, I can't do him. I was like, he is disgusting. Like, no. But I mean, the women have their choices. Like, you usually know who's going to be on set. Like, you ask ahead of time, you get to see their test, like all that type of stuff. But this guy had a feeling for another guy. And when he got there, my makeup was done and everything. And I was just like, no. And they're like begging me no. And I was just like, okay, I'm a girl. Let me cry. And they're like, okay, never mind. Because if you cry on a porn set, then, you know, they're like, we don't want no charges. Like,
right,
nothing
right.
like that. Like, let's. You go enjoy your day. We can find somebody else. You
like, go ahead, bitch.
Like, he was so ugly, girl.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
God.
most of the guys aren't that cute anyway, but.
On the flip side.
I find myself drunk at like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God. On the flip side of this, have you ever met somebody that you had to do scene with and you like was like, yo, I want to fuck him off camera. Like, I like him. Like, anything like that?
Mm-mm.
Never?
No. The guy that I was already fucking, I did a lot of scenes with him. And that's what people don't realize. Like, they think, like, each scene, like, if say you did, like, 20 scenes, 40 scenes. I think, I know I did, like, maybe, like, 60, I don't know. And people are like, oh, my God, 60. But, like, it's with the same 8 to 12 guys. So it's just, like, rotating.
Mm.
It's, like, rotating the same guy. Like, I did the same guy probably, like, 20 times.
Mm. Do you
and
do?
He was the one who I...
Go ahead.
He was the one who I was already having sex with off camera. So he, you know, the girls can request the guy. So he'd be like, request me. So I'd always request him until they got on. Like, okay, bitch, you haven't done the scene with anybody else.
Right.
Like, he needs to be somebody else.
So do those bodies count as your body count? Because, you know, men are always asking about the body count. Do those count? Are those deleted?
Anytime currency was exchanged, it does not count.
Okay, anytime currency was exchanged, it does not
exactly.
count.
Exactly. And taxes were paid. Like, porn stars have to pay taxes. Like, the directors have to pay taxes. This is a business deal. It just doesn't count. I don't count it.
It's a
it
business.
It might count to the rest of the world, but I don't care.
Oh, my God. So, So you've done porn, you did it for 3 or 4 years, and you don't do it anymore. How do you separate business from pleasure? Like, how do you, like, because you just said it's sex, all of us do it. Is it not the same, or how do you separate it?
Well, for one, there's no camera crew involved, there's no lighting, there's no angles. Like, when you're doing porn, you're having sex based on angles. So honestly, a lot of times it didn't feel great because mm-hmm. it's like I have to get the right camera angle. There's like a whole nother man under like this man's leg with the lighting or with the camera or something. So it's like
this
honestly,
a whole
like it wasn't
person.
That
it's,
enjoyable.
Oh, I see. It's like
so it's a production. Yeah, it's like three.
It's
people
It's like
watching,
you're an actor.
So it's not like,
but they really are penetrating
like,
you though. Instead of like an acting, it's like fake penetrating the sex scenes. You know.
Right.
Damn,
no,
your shit
it's
is live.
But it's like, with a personal, it's just like, I can get, like, that nigga can hit my spot because I don't have to worry about somebody, you know, somebody getting the right angle or seeing it go in and out properly, like enough strokes or whatever. Like, so it's completely different. It honestly is. And I just try to do a little more, like, because I never wanted to do anything on camera to where, like, the dude I was dealing with was like, yo, you used to do that. Like, you used to make those noises. Like, so I try to always, that's why I said I did the basics. And so I try to be extra in my personal life.
Oh, okay.
Like, nigga, you can't Google that. Like, you're not going to Google this. When I do this to you, like, you're not going to Google that.
You're not going to find that shit. That shit didn't happen.
Right.
On
you're
going to
find that. Exactly. That's special just for you, boo.
How do you, so, you know, I'm the fucking green as shit. I don't know. How do you keep your vagina moist if you got to keep moving and cutting to this angle? Like, do you guys use a lot of lube? Like, because when the ones I have seen, it always looks wet. Like, always looks extra wet. Like,
they
how does
use a
happen?
Lot of lube.
Really? Is it, like, fake jizz that you guys use, too? Like, what is it?
there has been times where I can only speak, I'm going to speak for myself.
Okay.
When there's like cream pies, well, cream pie is. Do you know what a cream pie is?
No, I do not.
A cream pie is when a guy comes inside you and you like push it out, like so they can see it. So there's like a whole genre of films called cream pies.
Oh my God. So is it like real? Right, he's really jizzing in you?
Yeah, he'll do it at the beginning and then you just push it out so like the camera can get it. You pushing it out. I pushed out lotion and water. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Instead of actually being cummed inside because I wasn't with that shit. So
yeah,
they would stop
smart.
The thing. They'd be like, okay, stop, switch it up, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, they cut a lot. Like, people don't understand. It's like, nobody was really fucking for however long a porn is. I don't know, 30, 40 minutes. It's like, you know, cut. I got to switch the lighting out, fix your makeup, go make a sandwich, blah,
come
blah,
back.
Blah, blah. Okay, come back. Yeah, exactly.
Damn. It's like a real movie then.
Everybody.
Like, it really is like, you're ruining it, but I'm glad because I don't watch. I don't care.
It's a production. Like, you would be on set sometimes for like 6 hours. Like,
seriously. And how long would that shoot be? Like that movie? Like 20
minutes, probably.
40 minutes?
Yeah, 20, 30 minutes. I don't know. I never really paid attention to, like, I wouldn't even know half the titles I was in or, like, I don't know anything. Like, my checks cleared, my cash came. Like, I don't really know. I never watched that stuff after, so I don't know how long it actually, like. Matter of fact, I don't even think they were that long, huh? 40 minutes might be the entire group of girls and, you know, whatnot. So, yeah, I don't think the actual scenes were
your
that long.
Your scene was short. So tell me about the STD testing, because this is something I've always wondered, because I know that when you get an STD test or HIV AIDS test, you know, things can lie dormant. Like, how do you guys control the STD situations for porn?
Well, you have to get tested every 30 days.
Okay.
You can request, like, if you're working with somebody that you want a fresh test, like, and you had to bring your test, but we can always call up too and check each other's tests. Like, there was a certain testing center in the Valley. I think it was called AIM or something. I don't even remember, girl. And you would go there and you would get tested. And so everybody's information would be in there. And so you'd know if somebody had chlamydia or whatever they had, and if they got retested or,
damn,
you know, had to, you know, spit out or whatever.
So y'all all knew each other's STDs when it happened.
If you wanted to call up and ask, yeah.
Damn, that's rude as fuck. That's fucking rude. None of your business,
and
all right?
Look, and then when the guys would go, I know there's a lot of porn that's shot overseas, like Brazil and stuff. Those guys would come back and they would have to, like, not be quarantined, but they would have to take a couple tests.
Before
they could shoot again.
Legit blood,
because
blood work. Because they had the cycle.
Yeah, make sure.
That's,
yeah,
lit,
a lot
though.
Going on out there.
That's good.
So it was pretty clean. I honestly never, I don't think the whole time I was doing it, anybody really, like, had anything crazy or nothing like that.
But what about,
I never,
like,
heard
you
of
can
anybody
get,
have anything.
Isn't, like, okay, this,
like herpes
this,
or something?
Yeah. Like, how do you control that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Do people,
I mean, how do
if
you control
you,
that in your regular sex life?
I don't know.
Can't control.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, how do you, like, it just seems unfair. Like, damn. I guess it is life, too, huh?
I mean, if you meet somebody, you're dating somebody, it's doormat. Like, it's just kind of the same. I feel like there should be some type of workers' comp or something if you did, though.
That's true. I didn't think about
that. Like, do you get workers' comp?
That's sick.
Thank God. I never tried anything. Like, I never had any issues. Nobody's ever called me and been like, oh, like, I did one time go on set. They're like, try to tell me just I had something. They're like, here's this one test and here's a cleanup. And I'm like, no, I'm like, no, get another guy. Like, you're not going to sit up there and tell me somebody had something, it's gone, and now you want me to work with them. Like, girl, they are crazy. Like, no. So they had to get another guy with a fresh test.
This is so much more detail than I ever even imagined. Like, I think we are ruining it for everyone, and I actually really
we
fucking love it.
We probably are, and you know, I don't care. I don't, like, porn stars have sex on their period. Like,
oh my God,
how
can they do
that? You can stop that.
How do you stop? Please tell me, girl, because Brent will not give me no dick when I'm on my period, and that's when I'm the horniest. So how do you stop it? What's the trick?
Well, you can't stop it. You just block it.
Okay, how?
You ever heard of a sea sponge?
A sea sponge? No.
Yeah, so there's this sea sponge, and it looks like one of those starfish type of things. It looks like grainy like that. It's like that color. So they would just cut some of that and, put it up in there and, shoot the seam. Shoot the entire seam.
And then when they take that out, the blood comes out? It's almost like a plug.
Kind of like how, those Diva cups or whatever they have in stores now, but basically you can't see it. I've seen one of those Diva cups walking by. I don't know how anybody would use those, but so yeah, you just plug it up, you're blocking it, and you just go, and then when you're done, you just go in the shower and take it out. And it's like you never had your period during that scene.
Oh my God.
That's something I learned from them. That's something I learned that was interesting. It's like, you can't even sit this week out.
You cannot just not have, get the dick this week. Right. You should let your pussy rest. This is the rest.
That week, yes.
This is the sap, rest week. Let it heal up. Speaking of healing up, have you ever been fucked so hard that you needed to heal up? Has anybody ever just abused it?
I needed ice once.
You needed ice once?
Yeah. I don't remember who the guy was, but it just had been a very long day. And it probably wasn't necessary that he just beat it up. I think it just had been a long day. Mm-hmm. And if you dry out after a while, it's just
damn.
We started early that day. I don't remember what happened or why, but it was just a long day. By the time I was leaving, I'm like, I need some ice on this thing. But that's happened in my personal life too. So
yeah,
Yeah,
but I'm just thinking if you're at work, you can't be like, I could say, babe, you know what I'm saying?
We're
done here.
Right.
We done here. My shit is sore. Right. You know, but you can't do that when you on the clock. That's what I'm saying. How do you deal with that?
No. I've never had that problem.
You gotta push through. It's kind of like having when I turn my ankle in the game. When I turn my ankle in the game, I just had to ice up real quick and get back out there.
Exactly. Put some ice on it and come back in. Put some numbing cream on it.
Oh my God. So why did you end up leaving the industry? What did you just feel like you made all the money you made, or did you just was over it? You leave?
It was a little bit of both. It was just for one, I told you earlier, I was only willing to do so much. I wasn't going to do extreme stuff. I wasn't going to get tied up and spit on and pissed on or anything crazy. So it's just there's only so many
you
times
had a, you
I
had
can
a limit.
Be oiled up. I definitely had a limit. There's only so many times I could be oiled up in baby oil and doggy style. That's pretty much what my thing was because my ass was so big. So here goes baby oil. Here goes doggy style. Here goes baby oil. Here goes doggy style. It's like, okay, this is it really got boring after a while.
So speaking of your ass, it's very nice, by the way. It's pretty
Thank
impressive.
You.
It's natural, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely natural. So, did you
it was 46 inches back then.
It was way bigger. That's what, when he pulled up the porn, I almost didn't recognize you because you had little bitty titties.
Yeah, I was huge.
You know what I'm saying? I've seen you pretty. You've been over my house in the hot tub with me. So most women that come over my house, we done got naked before. So I done seen.
Right. The crazy thing is I feel like I've cheated everybody out because my body is 10 times better now than it ever was back then. I mean, unless you like that big chubby girl shit, but I'm like, nah, I got these titties. I got this ass. My stomach's pretty flat.
Yeah, you killing it now. And I'm just like, how did you, you're bisexual, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Maya's bisexual. So how come you never did you do girl boy porn too, like threesomes or just girl on girl? You didn't do any
did
of that?
One, and that was another thing I was trying to keep separate, you know what I'm saying? I did one girl on girl, which a lot of people tend to love, with this girl named Giselle. And then I did two orgies. and those were kind of gross to me. So
what's an orgy?
Really,
that's
that
like way. Multiple people, like a gangbang?
A group of people, yeah.
But no, it's girls and boys. Oh, no, not that.
Yeah,
a gangbang is when it's just you and like seven dicks. An orgy is like four couples switching off
or
partners.
It could be an odd number. It could be an odd number. Yeah, I don't really know. But yeah, I wasn't with the gangbang. So being that I was so limited in what I would do, I wasn't going to last long anyway. So.
Yeah, you have to keep elevating your game and going forward.
Yeah, you got to start
pushing
the
envelope.
And, you know, exactly.
So did you do anal? You did anal too, right?
I did like maybe two anal things, yeah. I wasn't really feeling it. Like, I like anal, but this is going to sound weird, but oddly it felt weird doing anal on camera. It felt like it should have been more of a private moment.
Why? How, Maya? How? Come on. How? Because
you
might hold anal in a sacred place. That's probably why you really enjoy it. That's what it is.
I enjoy it, and it's a lot of preparation. It's like, it's
how do you
like
prep?
I've
never done anal. How do you prep for anal? Because I hear you have to use lube in anal, and I don't really.
Well,
go ahead.
For things, obviously, there's an enema involved. You can't eat after 8 o'clock.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that.
There's butt plugs, you know, while you're getting your makeup done.
Jesus.
It just,
all to put a dick in your ass. All this shit.
Exactly.
On camera.
Because exactly.
Somebody wants to see a dick in Maya's big ass booty. God damn.
And I waited to the very end. Like, I waited to the end to do that. Like,
and that's probably what pushed you out the industry. You was like, nah, they done took my anal from me. Nah, that's sacred ground now. Shit. I'm done.
That might have been it. That might have been exactly it. Like, okay, I've reached a whole nother standard. Like, I can't do anymore. Like,
As someone who's never done porn, I'm not porn, has never done porn either. Sorry. That was weird. As someone who's never done anal, part of it is because I've had fingers, but it doesn't feel good. How can you convince me or tell me how anal can be good for me? Because I'm always trying to enhance my sex with my husband. I'm always trying to try shit. We've never done anal. So can you tell me something like a positive or something that would make me want to try it?
I mean, you can come from anal, like hard.
How?
Like, you can actually, once you get past all that, once you get past the pain,
it's like a breakthrough.
It's not easy to convince, right? Like, no, you can really, like, yeah, I came from anal, like, seriously. Like,
damn.
Crazy. Like, wow, I didn't know you could do that. Not on set, but in my personal life, like, yeah. But I use coconut oil. Like, if you use lube, you're just going to slide in too fast. And that's not it.
Okay.
So coconut oil is natural, and so it's like the glide is, like, a lot better. They just like boom, like you don't want to just
slide in like a slip and slide, like
and that's what happens with Lou. Like, that happened to me before. I'm like, oh my god, no, like hell no. That's
you don't get any sensation.
No, yeah, you're not. You don't really get any sensation until it's like all the way in.
Oh,
you just take a muscle relaxer too.
this sounds like too much work.
Exactly.
For a nut. I mean, I got a vibrator. I could get a nut in a cool 45 seconds with my vibrator. Like,
or, you
a
know,
cool
you
one.
Can, like, start with that, too, though. Like, get some, like, butt plugs. They have different sizes. And while you're, you know, branching it from the back, you can put that instead of a finger in there. You know, that puts the butt plug in there and goes in and out a little bit. And you could, like, that sensation might make you want anal because it's like, oh, shit, this feels good.
So it's just one plug, like, not like, I've seen like anal beads. That's not what you're talking about.
No, they're just like, it's like a butt plug.
I got a toy. I got a drawer full of toys in my room, but they're all like for me.
Regular vibrating.
No, I have some stuff, but it's nothing for the butt, like zero for the butt. I gave Brent
a. No, there's like a.
Go ahead.
No, there's like a kit, like a starter kit.
You need a starter kit.
But the have amateur. Him do it. Like, you can have him do it when you're getting hit from the back. Like, if you have him do it, put a little coconut oil on the thing instead of a finger. It's not much bigger than a thumb.
Okay.
You know, you can get different sizes, and then, you know, he just have, trust me, it'll be a turn off for him too.
Okay. We might just need you to fly in and, like, and direct it. You know what I'm saying? Cut, wait, break, cut. You know what I'm saying? Make sure it's all right. So, wait, I got a couple more questions. I'm trying not to make this a real interview, but I just have to get my questions off. So
I have completely ruined porn for everybody. Like, I can't wait to read my mentions the next couple of days, like, once this airs. Like, they're going to kill me. But it's nothing I haven't said on Twitter. You know my ass.
Yes, you do. So let me ask you this, because I know that you like masturbating and I know you like toys. Tell me and some of us, my other lady friends, like some good toys that we should try and use, because I know you on your shit.
Well, you said you like music. They have, it's called a OMHI bod. It vibrates to the music that you choose, like that you listen to.
Candy has one that does that too, I think.
Oh, yeah. You know, she has a lot of stuff. Matter of fact, somebody reached out there and had to send me some stuff so I can test.
Girl,
it out.
Both of us. Shit. I have a couple of her like products.
That. Yeah, I've seen some of her stuff. And then I have a lot of the, I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's like OmniBot or something like that.
OHMI?
But I have the vibrating panties. Too. Mm. Yeah, OMHI.
I got those as a gift.
Vibrating panties. Yeah, have you used them?
I try. It's not a good idea at all. Like, it's not.
It's amazing though, right?
Girl, I can't do nothing. Like, you can't get anything done. Like, I can't. It's so awkward.
It's like an app on your phone. Like, literally, like your man can have the app on his phone.
Is that people?
I
don't have that one.
Date, oh no! Listen, no, I have the one. So like. You go, it's like role play, you know, you got to spice it up. So you go to a bar, he's somewhere else. You're sitting at the bar like you're a single lady or something, but you have these vibrating panties on and guys are trying to hit on you and your man is over there like vibrating your vagina. Mm, like,
that
and then at the
fun.
End of the night. Like,
that sounds like fun.
It is.
I might want to try that one.
That's something to do. And it's an app on your phone. I'm sure other, you know, companies might have them, but the one I have is an app on your phone and they can set it. They can go faster, slower. And you're just like sitting there trying to have a conversation and curve this guy or even fake work, you know, whatever. And, but your whole time you're trying not to, you know. Oh, you know what? It was in that movie. Remember, was it Ordinary Truth or something? I don't know. With the blonde lady. She has some of those. But,
damn.
So there's those and then, the simplest thing, honestly, I'm going to tell you the truth. When I masturbate, I don't insert.
No.
I
dilly-dally around it, you know, in the areas.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't insert either.
So a tiny egg is simple enough for me. Like, I have a vibrating tiny egg, mm-hmm. and I just put it down there, and I turn my porn on, and I'm like, done in like 3 seconds. Like, seriously,
I'm gonna try really hard to watch porn and masturbate. I'm gonna try.
Just go to like the amateur though. Like, I get you what you're saying, because I can't watch regular, like, I just can't watch regular porn because a lot of the girls I know and I know their families and their kids or whatever, so it's kind of like weird. And then now I know so much behind the scenes and so much scripted and stuff, like I just go to like amateur porn, and it literally would be like somebody got caught fucking on the roof or some shit. And I use my imagination towards that, like into role play. I don't really get turned on by them, but then I just go into my own, you know, idea of like the nigga I'm fucking and shit, and imagine like we got caught or something like that. And then I turn myself on. Or sometimes I read stories. Honestly, like exotic novels and shit, or little quick stories will, you know, turn me on just the same, instead of just, like, eat their regular porn, because that shit is kind of, like, scripted.
My friends told me about something called Voyeur Tube. Do you know what that is?
Oh, that would be something I'm into. No, but I'll find out tonight.
He told me, he said that it's like people set up cameras in their bedrooms, like, with their husbands and wives. Like, one of them sets up the camera, one doesn't know that they're being filmed. And they have sex, and then afterwards, I guess, you know, the other person approves it, and then they put it out, type of stuff. So it's like,
but
really,
you know, the only thing about that in like amateur porn, like I was saying, it's like going to a nudist colony or a nudist beach. Like, all the people that want to get naked and okay with being naked are never really that hot.
Mm. So like, it's like probably couple trash couples, you're like saying?
Yeah, they're probably not. I'm going to check it out, though. I'll let you know. But they're probably not that hot. Like, I can't see, like, two hot people just, like, having sex for, obviously, free. Mm-hmm. And just showing the world, you know?
Yeah.
Or at least one of them got to be hot. The girl just has to be hot for me. Like, the guy could be, like, whatever, because I'm not really looking at him.
So why don't you just watch girl-on-girl porn? Because I feel like I might have to watch that. Because the guys in porn, it's just not... They're either, like, super swole, muscular, bad skin, crazy looking, or, like, oatmeal body.
Fresh out the pen.
It's like, yeah, like, the fresh out of the pen look, or oatmeal body, like, Jay-Z body type niggas. And I'm just like, you know? Where the little Trey Songz built type of niggas at? Like it's cool to be small and cut up. Like, why the niggas got to be extra swole in porn? Like, I just be like, what? It's a lot.
Yeah, no.
It's a lot.
It just might not be for you. I'll just send you some videos that I make.
Yes, and you send me some homemade porn. Send me porn of you.
I just sent you this one that I have getting my throat.
Yes. Send it all.
Send you that.
Send it all. Don't be surprised if I send you some adult. You know what? My shit. Never mind. See, if your porn, your homemade porn leaks, it's just like, yeah, Maya's porn leaked.
Right.
My shit leaked. It's like a whole nother situation.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Hell no. Mm-mm. Man. So I wanted to talk to you.
Show me.
Right. I wanted to talk to you about some of the.
Right.
I wanted to talk to you about some of the stuff that happens on Twitter.
Okay.
How do you feel when you're on Twitter and you're watching, you're seeing some of the stuff that comes across your timeline? And you, to me, the part of the reason that I really like following you is you're not afraid to, like, give a real bitch response to shit. Like, when people say stuff like, say stuff about, like, being flown out or bitches that get flown out or hoes or this or that. And you know, like, you give, like, real bitch responses to it. Like, yeah. Why do you think that people fake shit on social media so much? Like, knowing that, like, that's not what they really think.
What do you mean, like? Fake stuff.
Like, people, like, girls act like shit is beneath them, and like,
oh,
you know what I mean, like, bitches be
yeah, I don't know, because I've seen so many girls, like, talk shit about other girls and they're literally doing the same exact thing, they just haven't got caught. Like, I'm like, wait a minute, like I've been around you, like, I've been on a trip with you, like, what do you mean, like, how are you? Yeah, that type of shit irks me. Like, I hate hypocrites. Like, I'm not saying, like, I own my shit. Like, if you own your shit, for one, that's why it totally doesn't bother me. Like, none of these name calls, I own it. It's like, I tell you, like, you have, it's like the whole Eminem thing, like, on that movie 8 Mile. Like, if I say everything about me already, you can't use it against me. So
yeah.
I win. Like, you're not going to bother me. But they're hiding so much, and it's just like, I don't know why. I'm not saying put all your shit out there, but don't be a hypocrite. Like, don't talk. Just don't even talk about the subject. Like, you see that subject and you know you done did some dirt. Like, let that shit scroll. Like, keep going. You start talking about the weather or something else. It's like, don't talk about bitches being flown out. When I know for a fact, like, you were stranded calling me. Like, it's girls. I don't air anybody out. I won't at them because I'm not for, you know, embarrassing people like that. I'm not a bully, but. I just saw, matter of fact, like 2 days ago, I saw this girl, and I was like, you didn't have a bed, like, this nigga flew you out, you were stranded for 2 days, she was on, like, this was back in the day, she was, like, on Ustream or some shit, like, trying to sell his sneakers, I bought his BlackBerry from her,
oh my
like, she
God.
Stole, because she needed to get home, like, and then she's literally just talking about somebody who got stranded yesterday or whatever. And I'm just like, her shit even aired out and she still continues to talk about people. So I don't know. I can't explain I don't know fake. So I don't know why people do what they do. I can't explain fake.
That's why I like you. Because sometimes I try my best to, you know, if people ask me questions about shit, like, I try to answer, but I have to always remember that I'm a wife. Like, people always don't want me to be a real bitch, like a regular person, just because I'm married. Like, I can't comment or discuss certain topics. And I'm just like, okay, you guys, I won't talk about this since I'm married. But, like, you know, like, I wasn't somebody before I was married. Like,
it's like you had a whole another life, exactly.
But I like that you keep it real.
It's like you know people, and you know, and just like even if it's not you, it's like it's stuff off sweet. Like people swear, like, oh, you're trying to give relationship advice, blah blah. It's like you do not have friends and family. Like,
yeah,
people talk like not. I'm the only person who did porn. Like, I have an entire normal life, and it's like stuff that I tweet sometimes that you think I can't relate to, like, I can absolutely relate to because, like, my sister has gone through it or my best friend's going through it or something like that. But, like we said earlier, people are only, some people, that's all they're going to see. I think I've changed a lot of people's view on porn. Like, there's guys who, like, I can't even watch you anymore because you're, like, too normal now. And I'm just like, it's, like, funny, but I'm like, I get it because I feel like I'm normal on Twitter for the most part.
Right.
And a lot of, you know, a lot of porn stars don't have a lot of personality, so.
Yeah, I think they get caught up into the lifestyle of being a porn star, and I feel like you obviously never did. Like, you don't.
Well, see, that's the problem. It was a job. It was never a lifestyle. There's two different things.
You just made it like you clock in and clock out.
I clock in. A lot of girls don't, and that's why I said, and a lot of them are strong out. Like, there was a time where when I told you earlier, I was like, I had to drink to do some scenes. I stopped doing porn for like 6 months because I was like, yo, if I got to do something to where I'm drunk, and I didn't even smoke weed back then, but I was smoking it. I'm like, if I'm getting drunk and high at 7 o'clock in the morning, that's way too early, but like 8 or 9 in the morning.
Look, she said not 7, but 8 or 9.
Wait, I'm like, wait, I was even way better early, but 8 or 9.
That's
I'm
still
starting
early,
to drink
bitch.
In the makeup chair. I know now it is, but. It's like, if I have to do something like that, like, I don't need to do that. And I remove myself from the situation and then, like, regrouped and came back with, like, okay. And then I didn't have to drink anymore. But some girls, like, they're numb through this. And I've also had, like, I had, like, 7 or 8 jobs before I did porn. Like I said, I was a little older. So I had an entire existence. A lot of these girls come straight from the streets. They come from stripping. They come from being pimps.
They were prostitutes and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a whole story.
You like chose to do this shit. Like, you was like,
yeah.
Let me get
older, so it was like,
porn star.
Yeah, let me
do that one.
Freaky real quick. And I think that's why I never got caught up in it.
Bitch was like Chili's as a waitress.
World, like
Subway. Let me get porn star.
I did work at Burger King once. I was 17 though. But yeah, like I had taught preschool, girl, I had a bunch of jobs. So it was just like, but a lot of these girls come straight from 18, 19, 20. And it's like, that's all they can do. And it's kind of sad. And I feel bad because a lot of people don't see them as anything else. So they don't see themselves as anything else because that's all they've ever known. Like maybe if I hadn't done so much before then and it was only 4 years. So if it was like 7 or 8 years of my life, like I might have
got sucked in.
You know, yeah, but I didn't because for one, I was already a cute girl. Like a lot of these girls weren't cute before porn. So it's like they didn't get the attention. They didn't live in LA. Like I've been a light skinned pretty girl with a big butt from LA my whole life. So nothing that porn brought me, I hadn't already had. Like I had these same type of niggas hollering at me. Like it was nothing new. And a lot of these girls come from small towns and stuff and they just get wrapped up in this lifestyle. And so it's just like, it's bad.
Speaking of niggas. Spill some tea, bitch, because it's some rumors floating around. One of the ones I always want to know is if you slept with Drake, because I done seen you make some mentions of some shit.
With who?
Drake.
Drake? Girl, no, I'm trying to get saved.
You say what now?
I said, no, I'm trying to get saved. I figured he like Malaya. We kind of look alike.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
Get a house or something, too.
No, so no Drake. I heard that there's a rumor that a lot of rappers have porn stars like on a payroll type of thing. Is that true?
I don't like rappers. I'm going to be completely honest with you. But a lot of, porn and rap kind of do go together. I don't know about payrolls. I don't know.
What's the price? Like, is there a price? Is there a going rate for a porn star? Like, if you just like a rapper or a singer or whoever, and you want to buy some porn star pussy, like, is it just different scales based on who she is?
Yeah, or? It's different scale. And I've heard crazy numbers. I've heard low numbers, anything from like 1,000 to like 10, 15. Like, I don't really know. I really don't like rappers.
So no rappers. So R&B singers, basketball players, football players, don't play.
Girl, I like bank tellers and CEOs.
So you don't like the stereotypical money throwers, which are the black guys that came into money quickly, you know, whether it's rapping or sports,
I mean, they like me. I don't know if I like them or not, but they like me.
So you ain't never hooked up with them. You're not gonna give me no tea, is what you're telling me. No.
I ain't gonna say no names.
Damn. I can't have one.
Oh my God, I'm not giving that information.
Never mind. Forget it then. God damn it,
Maya. The guy that I'm fucking now is amazing. He's amazing. Him for 3 years, and it's great. I wish he'd be a little more freakier, but yeah.
I feel like I know him.
A little more freakier.
I've never seen him before, but I feel like I know him.
He's a New York nigga, and I love New York niggas. Like, I love him to death. He's not in any limelight or anything like that.
Oh, well, that's good. So my friends are gonna be very disappointed with that question, because they wanted me to ask you about some other people that was fucking in the industry.
I mean, I didn't, you know, but I'm not gonna, you know, people sign confidentiality agreements, you know.
Well,
you know, the dudes I dealt with were smarter than the average dude. So.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah. That's good. So,
I'm just not from the kiss and tell generation. Like, honestly, this new whole generation is like five. I was asking, whatever.
But
it's
those
like,
are this old, right? I know you got a man. I know you. I know there's somebody. I'm just asking.
You said it's old?
Yeah, I was asking about old shit. You still just
don't
speak on it.
I don't want to put their business out there.
Who cares? I'm just playing.
But yeah, I don't think porn is as great as it used to be, because like bitches don't have to do porn anymore. Like, they can just go be a bottle service girl or like a waitress or something. Like, honestly, if that shit was popping when I started, I would have done that instead too.
You saying not having sex on camera, like basically getting money to fuck just to get it?
Well, I'm just saying, like, even, you know, you see them with some of these little, like, at these all-star events and all these different events these chicks be making. I'm not even talking about what they're doing behind it, later on at night. I'm just saying, in general, like.
Like, just to make money. Like, because, the bottle girls do make money like strippers now, but their outfits are like strippers. Like, they dance like strippers behind the bar, everything.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's like, I hear guys complaining all the time about porn, especially like black porn. It's just not that many girls anymore. I haven't seen any either. I don't really watch it, but I haven't seen that many. And it's because they don't have to do that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you don't have to do that to get the amount of money. You can just go be a bottle service girl and get chose by, you know, the athlete or the rapper or the whoever. Because you can just post pictures on Instagram now. You don't have to, you know, nobody has. Nobody has to do porn anymore. As far as like the urban, you know, market for it or whatever. So it's really fallen off. Like, from when I left, like, the girls are terrible.
But if you say they don't have to do porn anymore, like for me, the difference between porn and prostitution are the cameras.
Exactly. Nobody wants to be known as a prostitute. So it's like, they don't have to, like, they can sneak around and still be themselves. It's less somebody exposing them on, you know, their gram or some shit like that. But yeah, so prostitution still gonna exist, but porn doesn't have to exist.
But it's a $1 billion industry, so shit. Somebody's buying it.
In the white, also, it's like the white girls aren't as judged. Like, white people don't sit around and judge. I don't know if you know, they're just not as judgy as black people are. So the girls, and the girls make more money and stuff too. So, but yeah, that's a whole nother topic, racism and porn. We could have a whole nother hour on
that. So there's racism in porn. Well, yeah, I guess so. It would make sense. You know why? I mean, because there's racism in every industry for black people and white people.
There's girls that won't do black guys, and they tell them it'll bring their value down if they do black guys.
Oh, my God. Damn.
Yes, girl.
Why? Because yes. white boys don't want to see their beloved Aryan
exactly.
blood getting
yes.
pummeled by some
yes.
black cock.
Look, I know you're the wrong person to talk about this.
You know I am, bitch. I was almost went there with you, but let me take my dashiki off. Girl, you just got me mad.
I know, I forgot who I was talking to.
Dude. Damn, that's good to know, though. It's good to know that it's equal in every business, in every genre,
yeah,
industry.
Yeah.
Like, even in porn, black pussy is beneath white pussy. Like,
well, what I was trying to get at was the people. Like, as many men that watch me and they're like, I enjoy your work, those are the same men calling me hoes and bitches and shit like that. Like, white men don't really do that as much to their porn that they enjoy. Like, they damn near worship them and shit. Like, so they don't look down on them as much as, you know, black men look down on. Like, you enjoy porn, you watch porn, so why are you degrading the women? Like, nobody's gonna want to do porn because they see how, like, the backlash from me. Anytime girls ask me, I'm like, no, go to school. Get two jobs, do whatever, because you're just not going to be able to handle this backlash, especially in this new social media era, like, especially young girls. Like, you're not going to be able to handle the backlash. I mean, white people do it, like, but it's just not as excessive as, you know, the corny black men on Twitter.
Yeah, I think it's because the black men are faking. Like, the white men aren't shaming you because they know, like, I found, like, the weirdest shit that I've seen is one day, you know, I get a lot of haters hitting me up on Twitter and saying crazy shit to me. This one guy just kept harassing me. And when that usually happens, I usually go on their page just to see, like, if it's a fake page or what kind of shit they talk about
right.
or they tweet, you know, besides what they say to me. And I went on this dude's page and I found out that all he does is tweet porn stars and me. That's it. Like, he fucking.
Was he a white dude?
Yes, he was white. But, you know, I just found that it was the most pleasant tweets to porn stars. Like, they would have, like, it would be like, go check out me getting dick rammed up all my holes, like, at this link. And he would be like, oh, Becky, the way you took that dick in your ass, it was so impressive. Like, I can't believe how talented you are. You're so beautiful. If I were ever to be able to meet you in person, it would be a dream come true. And then the next tweet is...
Right.
Is calling me a nigger bitch, a gold digging nigger bitch, and I hope you die type of shit.
Oh,
and I'm just
God.
Like, whoa, like, damn, like, you talking to a girl that's pretty much taking dick up her ass or pussy and her mouth, like, on, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying like you should be disrespecting
right.
her, but you're talking
right.
to her with such class and such dignity, and then you tweet
right.
me talking shit because I'm talking about football.
Right.
Like, you just feel like that's what I find about white boys. You know, like, they talk to us way different. No matter what we're doing, there's a lot of white boys that just down talk to black women in general. You know?
Probably fake pages too, though. I mean,
yeah.
They're probably still white, but they're probably like fake pages. Half the people on there wouldn't have the guts to say, you know,
have the shit in your face,
say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've never in my life been called for any of the things I've been called on Twitter to my face when I run into guys, like,
right.
I mean, I might have a bitch, like, you curve a nigga, he's like, oh, you a bitch, you know what I'm saying, like that, but never in the term of, oh, you're my ID, you're a whore, I just saw you suck cock on camera, like, nobody's ever been rude to me, so it's just like,
well, that's good.
I feel like it's a totally another world. Yeah, I'm like, I've never had that type of encounter. Like, I also live around a lot of white people, though.
That's true.
On purpose, you know. You know, I'm in LA anyway.
So I'm sure there's some things, because I'm sure I've left some things out. Can you please tell me some things that you think people will want to know that I might have not asked you?
About porn?
Yes. About porn, about any of it.
Oh, God, I don't know. Let's
you don't
see.
Know?
I think we've covered it. We've covered anal.
Yes.
We've covered swallowing is important.
Swallowing. Did we cover swallowing?
We didn't cover swallowing.
Swallowing. So did you ever swallow?
Which I cannot remember if I've ever. I think I have. I think I wanted to save that for, you know,
for
off camera.
A real life relationship.
Yeah. Like, that way a nigga can be like, oh, you just swallow this nigga. Come on. I'm telling you, it's really different. Even though they want that, like, they want that little freak they saw on camera. But then when you bring in the extra stuff, they're just like, oh, shit. Like, this you really
much.
Are.
This is too much.
I'm special. Like, they think they're special, which they are, but, you know. But, yeah, swallowing.
Swallowing.
But then, you know, these niggas, they got to eat better, though. the way Brent eats, I'm sure his shit is, like, swallowing air. Was that too much? But, like, he's a vegan and, like, everything is gluten-free. Like, that has to be, like...
Yeah, it is
like,
different.
His job.
It is different because, you know, when his diet changed, like, you don't realize it, but it is really different. Even the texture of it, like, the thickness has changed. Like, it's not as thick.
Yeah,
it's more thinner. It's
exactly.
Like,
these niggas will smoke Hennessy and blunt and backwoods and be like, you're not going to swallow. No. You just ate Roscoe's, put me on a fifth, and you're smoking backwards. So I just describe my love life.
She's like, I'm just spilling tea on myself. Don't worry about it. It's hot.
Right, that was all about me. I was being a hypocrite completely.
Oh my God. So do you consider yourself a sex expert at all because of like attempts or number of times? No. You've done it so many times. You don't think that it has made you skilled at it? Like, do you think it's improved your sex like in your regular life because of porn? Like, you don't think like you got better?
I think it improved the level of just being probably a little bit, and just being more comfortable. Like, if you're comfortable enough to do something on camera, like, it should be easy off camera, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, like, I don't really hold back. You know, sometimes it takes a guy to, like, you know, girl to get comfortable with the guy and blah, 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 blah. Like, I'm not really one to hold back. Like, my ex-boyfriend, I was with for 3 years, like, our first night, well, actually, he was too shy the first night. The second night, I'm like, look, something about to happen. And I'm like, the first night, it was like, but you know what? Honestly, it was part of me knowing he had a, like, a little Maya G crush. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to put it on this nigga, like, how he wants. Like, you know, I'm going to make it. It was like, I felt like I was fulfilling a fantasy. And then we stayed together for 3 years, so I did something right.
Damn. That's dope, though.
So, yeah, I've never really been sexually shy, though. Like, me and my first boyfriend, we were lit.
Oh, my God. How old were you when you lost your virginity? Tell it.
I was 16. I did the whole little sweet 16, like.
You did it on your birthday?
People, listen, this is why I tell people it was ruined for, like, this. The first guy I had sex with, my first boyfriend in high school, he ruined it because Gray presented me with a ring.
Damn.
It was like, I was like, oh, you get gifts for sex?
Oh, my God. He had you thinking that's just what it's supposed to be. Like, every time I get something.
Like, exactly. Like, he had a whole layout. Girl, we had skipped school and everything. It wasn't on my birthday, but it was, like, a week of. And but the ring wasn't even my birthday present. It was just, like,
I don't know.
He just presented me with the ring. I sat on his lap. He was like, come here, sit down. Like, he gave me this ring. He reached under the bed, gave me this ring. I don't remember the whole skill he had or whatever, but... I'm like, okay, yeah, we could do it now.
You weren't nervous or nothing. You just felt like you were already watching porn and masturbating by then?
No, I don't think I was. Honestly, I didn't watch porn until after, like, high school. Like, I didn't watch porn until my 20s. Yeah, no, it was just, we were together for, like, a long time. And we did all the hot and heavy kissing and humping and shit. So I was just like, let's
sick
get it
make
up. And it was awful. Right, it was awful. Don't get me wrong, it was terrible.
Sick, triples and doubles, no home runs. Damn.
A lot of that, a lot of hot and heavy sweating and humping. Like, oh my God,
clothes burning is what they used to call it back in my day.
He wasn't a virgin, so he was like, come on.
Oh, you
girl.
Was
like,
torturing
you
him
on?
Then. You was over there torturing him. I did a lot of that too.
Right, I had to make him earn it. That's what he thought. He brought out the jewelry. I'm like, okay.
You're stupid.
I know.
But anyways, I might have to have you come back on, okay? If I get some more questions. Yes, if I get some more questions, I might have to actually watch some more porn. I don't know. I might. Are you open to it?
Yeah, I'm open.
You're
to
open
it.
To it?
Let me just put it out there, though. If you're listening to this and we have sex and you're rich, you owe me some hush money because I didn't drop your name.
Look at that. See? That is good. That's a good business. That was good that you did that. That's good.
Speaking of throw that out there, I feel like.
Speaking of it, speaking of this, is that Cash Snap real?
Absolutely.
Oh my God! I thought it was fake. I feel like I should really.
Oh, my paid Snap.
Yeah, your paid Snap. That's what it is.
It's kind of some of the stuff I've sent you. I mean, I haven't sent you anything in a long time, but it's pretty much some of the stuff that I've.
How does it work though? Like. How does that even work? I'm so green. I feel like a loser.
I'm not sure I'm supposed to be doing it.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. I don't think they allow that type
of stuff. My bad. If you guys want to know what that's about, just DM me. DM me. Well,
yeah.
I'll fill you guys in on that one. My bad.
There's nudity involved, and you get to see my new body.
Yes.
For a small
donation.
For a ring under the bed, reach under the bed and
reach around. You pick a pocket, whatever's in my pocket, that's what you get.
Exactly.
Dirty old man tricks.
Exactly.
Okay, well thank you so much for coming on. You've helped me. I don't know if you've helped some of my other female listeners, but you have definitely helped me and taught me. And I'm going to do my best. I'm going to try to find some amateur porn. I think that's the way to go.
I'm going to send you a butt plug.
Okay, yeah. Send me whatever it is.
I want you to get into that. Even if you don't take the whole penis, I just want you to see how that feels. Like to have, because that was that whole DP thing you asked me earlier, which we didn't get into.
Yes. But damn, I asked her what was DP. And she said it was...
Instead of having two penises, which I've never had, and I'm not really looking into that, so no thank you. But to have my dude fucking me and then him to be, like, playing with my butt with, like, either a toy because I'm a little more, you know...
Advanced.
Advanced, yeah. Or, like, a butt plug or something, like, that sensation is, like, it's really good.
Okay.
Turn on.
I'm going to see what I can do.
We'll start you easy. Yeah, you got to move from the thumb into at least a little baby butt plug.
Okay. Well, I'm willing to do that. I just don't know if I'll ever get to a dick. I just don't think I'll ever get there.
It's okay. You'll get a little bit of sensation from the butt plug, and it'll just be a little extra peak for you. And then it might be a turn on for Brent. He's like, damn, you know, it's kind
of
like.
Because I really want to come now from some type of. I want to see what that be like. You know? Just a curious girl, but okay.
I literally, like, my homegirl calls me all the time asking me how to do anal, and I tell her every time, and she still hasn't done it. She's moved up to butt plug. She sent me a picture. She was like, "Here, I've finally gone." I'm like, "Do it yourself. Like, play with yourself before you let a man do it. Like, because they, you know, men ain't gonna take their time. They just be like,
they just gonna lube up their dick, squirt it on your booty hole, and shove." And ease it in.
But if you play with it before you give it to them, then you'll get more comfortable. Just like playing with yourself. Like, every woman should masturbate. Every woman should touch themselves, taste themselves. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand how you can please somebody else if you can't please yourself. Like, that's just weird.
And that's why I think that what makes women, like, that's to me what separates good sex from bad from a woman. Because a lot of people are like, well, how can a girl have bad sex? She could just lay there. She could just not.
Right.
Know how to get her own self off because
she's not in tune exactly. Because I'm really trying to get me off more than you.
It's a race, bitch.
If we're being
real. Oh, it's a race.
If we're being real, yeah, exactly. This isn't about you technically. Like, nigga, I know what I need. I know what you need, but I know what I need.
We both trying to get there. We both trying to get there at the same time we can, but that usually doesn't happen. Somebody's gonna be first.
No,
and I kind of wanted to be me more than it's not.
Because if they're first, it might be a wrap on you, depending on you. Never know. So then, like, you definitely got to try to get yours first.
And that's when you need to masturbate, because niggas fall asleep after a good nut and will tell you they're going to get up. Like, give me 5 minutes, babe. 5 minutes.
Give
Not
me
happening.
5 minutes. Exactly.
Not
oh
happening.
God.
Not fucking happening, bitch. Grab your vibrator, get yourself together, and go home and get you some good sleep.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes, this conversation has happened again. I think I'm just going to have a woman's sexual episode where we just talk about sex and, like, maybe have 3 or 4 other girls on. And then I can have you on.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good episode, huh? Yes.
Definitely. We need to do something like, if you ever come back to LA, like a recorded one, like how they were doing.
Yes, I'm going to start audio. It's already audio. I'm going to start video. Yes, but you have to come here because I have a whole setup here, girl. You got to see it. I got a little situation. I'm trying to twerk it out. But yeah, so you would have to come here. We might have to fly you out. Like, remember you was like, fly you out?
Right. You just put it on your business expense.
Yes.
Write that shit off.
Yes. It's a business expense. It's a business expense. Yes. But yeah, so I'm going to have you on again. I'm going to figure that episode out. But thank you so much. This is your first. I'm happy to have popped one cherry that you didn't even know you had left. I'm honored.
That's about the last one. Well, that ain't DP, but I don't know if I'm ever popped that one.
Oh, I'm definitely not never going to be on that. I'm cool on all that. Mm-mm. I'm cool on DP. I miss you too, and hopefully I'll get to see you this summer. You know, my schedule's gonna be a little hectic. We can't talk about why.
But
hopefully I'll get to LA this summer sometime, and we all kick it and everything. If not, then you just got to bring your ass out here.
I got to come out there. I know I need to come out there anyway.
Yes.
Especially now you're back in Miami, not Tampa. So yeah, I'll be out there.
Like fuck Tampa.
Anybody in Miami want to fly me out?
Yes.
Okay, but I'm not gonna have sex with you. Just fly me to Mesa.
They gonna get you a one way like they was doing that one girl on Twitter that had to get her way back. Oh my god.
Oh my god, I saw that. That was true. That's what it's like. Now, see, I'm not gonna fly out without my own money though.
Right. Like, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, don't go nowhere. You can't get your ass home. Mm-mm. It ain't worth it.
I'm going to Oregon anyway. Like, why the hell you let a nigga fly you to Oregon? That's my thing. Niggas always want to fly you somewhere. I live in LA. Like, you have to fly me somewhere comparable. I'm not going to Oregon, Minnesota, Utah, nothing. Like, no.
Idaho, North Dakota. None of you niggas gets no play.
Minnesota, so she went from Minnesota to Oregon. So she's a nerd anyway.
Yeah, she might actually thought that was a step up.
Right.
She might have actually thought that was lit. Now that I think about it.
Right, from Minnesota to Oregon.
She was on the West Coast, bitch. That's the West Coast. She probably told people she went to L.A., girl. Ain't no telling.
Oh, my God. Bye. Bye.
Right. Oh, my God. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go.
Tomorrow.
Yes, this is going to be funny. I'm going to talk to you later, though, boo.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. That was Maya G that joined me. I appreciate her so much. I found out today that Maya has never done an interview, and I was like, wow. So I felt honored because I only asked her one time and she said yes. So that's a testament to our friendship. I feel like we've been following each other on social media for a while now. And then we finally met last year around Super Bowl time last year. And we've been friends ever since. Every time I'm in LA, we hang out, we kick it. She's awesome. I feel bad now because I didn't tell all my friends that Maya was a porn star. Maya has met all of my friends, like friends I've had from like middle school, high school, college, everything. And I've introduced her into my circle of friends and we all hang out, but I've never told them that she did porn because I didn't think it was important. I didn't think it was anybody's business. You know, if they, any of them, you know, struck up a conversation with her and she wanted to tell them she did porn, then she could tell them that. But I didn't tell them. So now they're going to know. But you know what? I know my friends are dope people, good people, and wild people like me, you know, not judgy, you know, none of that shit. So I'm sure it's not going to change any of the relationships because we all kick it. We done all twerked on each other. We done went to football games together and just had fun. So whatever. But this is just what I feel like most people should try to take away from this is don't judge people based on, you know, what they do. Judge them based on how they treat you and what kind of people they are. Because just because Maya, you know, chose to do porn to pay her bills, like, I feel like there's no problem with that. There's people doing way worse shit. You know what I'm saying? And I don't judge anybody because what I consider way worse would be like somebody that, you know, maybe sells drugs, or somebody that robs people, you know, somebody that's a corrupt banker, you know, a slum lord, you know. There's a lot of different jobs that are legal that people do, and they do dirty shit behind it, and they're just horrible people. So I just feel like Maya's a good person that wanted to make some money and liked to fuck and did it. So I don't see the problem in it, and it doesn't affect our friendship whatsoever. And every time I've been around her, she's been a regular ass, crazy ass bitch like any of my other friends. If you would be around my other friends, you would see that Maya and them have a lot in common. And they didn't do porn. They just fun, crazy girls that just like to have fun and you know, have a good time and turn up. So that's one of my new friends that I'm actually happy that I made, because I don't really like meeting new bitches all the time. It's too much work to work on a new friendship and relationship, because then you got to figure out if you actually like the bitch, and then she got to figure out if she like you. Our shit was organic. It was natural. It happened. And it's continuing to happen. So I'm hype about it. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you have questions, please add her on social media. I'm pretty sure you can find her, because I don't know her at offhand. But, I follow her, Maya G, on all social media. You'll be able to find her, but follow her. She'll answer any questions. She's an open book. She's an honest girl. She's funny, she's hilarious, and she's real. So that's why I had her on, and I hope that you guys learned something. I learned some shit. I might try this little anal bead thing, this butt plug thing. I don't fucking know, but I'm gonna try some shit, because I like to elevate my sex game. Peace. But the urban quotes I wrote provoking. Poker faces, smoking aces, a broken token. Appreciation, I'm making waves, wayfarers. Ray bands, Ferragamos, precipitation. It's unlikely, I'm likely to lighten my load. Enlighten me, tell me something that was never told. From the beginning to where we at, we just beginning. Infinite, most definitely forever winning. Remember from where it started to where